mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. It's already Wednesday, the 18th day of August, 2004. And we're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. We're going to have wide open phones. I want to take a lot of your calls and early in the show. Any news item locally or nationally or internationally you want to discuss, a question you have for me, a comment, maybe you want to tell me how things really work and where I'm wrong. If you disagree with me, you go to the front of the line, 1-800-259-9231. There's a mainstream news article today about how the modern Olympic symbols that we use were developed by Adolf Hitler. Now, I already knew this, but I left it alone because people had trouble believing it. Hitler drew the sketch of the rings. Hitler came up with the torches. Adolf Hitler. Now, when you drive your Volkswagen Bug, he drew the design for it. It was his idea. He did it. But you still use it. I'm not saying a Volkswagen's bad just because Adolf Hitler designed it. It's just a machine. It's not evil in and of itself. But so much of our history, so much of what we take for granted comes from the Illuminati, not just Adolf Hitler. So I thought I would go over this article I wrote a few months ago, In Your Face, The Globalist Language is Hidden in Plain View. This got me thinking because yesterday a lady called about the Congressional Medal of Honor. And it is a pentagram, and it does have occult symbols on it. Now, I'm not against those that win the Congressional Medal of Honor, incredible people. I'm not saying they're bad. But again, symbols mean things. Wow, what a novel thought. Symbols mean things. How amazing is that? Yes, they really mean something. And again, it's all hidden in plain view. So we'll go over some of that if we cover the latest news developments. And we will also, of course, as I said, get to your calls. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. The websites are PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and, of course, InfoWars.com. I didn't get to this yesterday because it's old news for our listeners, but it's a new development because it was even in the Austin American Statesman here in Austin saying that Kerry is related to every royal family in Europe. I mean, the Albanians, the Czars, the Dutch, the British, the Germans, and he has more royal blood than his cousin Bush, and so they're saying he's going to win, and this is out of the London Guardian, this particular article, almost identical to the one in the Statesman, but not as detailed. Kerry's royal roots will give him victory, says Burke's Peerage. And then also, I've myself written up some notes about the prison economy in America and just some ideas I have. Perhaps we should go over that as well. The latest developments is we learned that our own troops tried to stop torture and were called off and told to protect those that were torturing. This is a big, big deal because the orders came down from on high and it's in the Associated Press. And there's an article out of the Washington Post, you too could be a suspected terrorist, and it gets into that. And I want to also, I haven't talked about the governor yet, but I do have some comments about it. It looks like an obvious spy operation. They even admit blackmail was involved. And, you know, I happen to know some other governors who are involved in this kind of stuff. And the question is, why haven't they been brought down for it? We'll be right back.
Alex Jones. Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol? Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, my friends. It is Wednesday. We're live. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. Hardy nudges McGreevy towards the door. This out of USA Today. A number of New Jersey Democratic and Republican leaders finally agreed on something. Governor James McGreevy, who appointed a man who aides have said was his gay lover to a high-paying anti-terrorism job, should resign sooner than planned. When he announced last week that he was gay and had a homosexual affair, McGreevy, 47, a married father of two, said he would step down November 15th. That meant the state Senate president would become governor for nearly a year. The deadline for a special election is September 3rd. Since the Senate President Richard Cody is a Democrat, Republicans are howling. Editorial pages across the state also have urged McGreevy to quit now. And the question is, can they have a special election in the next 2 weeks? And I would say the answer is probably no, but I think it would be better to have one and let it be somewhat out of control than to just put the leader of the Senate in. In a short campaign against a Republican opponent, Corzine would be formidable if only because of name recognition. He spent $63 million of his own money to win his Senate race in 2000. He probably would not even need a personal wealth in a short campaign. So who knows what's going to happen with that, and the whole thing is just ridiculous. I don't get into stuff like this on air because, frankly, it's compared to North Korea threatening to nuke us on a weekly basis, compared to the government of England and now the U.S. discussing forcing every child to take a vaccine that re-engineers the brain chemically permanently with a virus that actually attacks the nerve endings of certain uptake receptors where the brain cannot receive narcotics or nicotine also, so the brain cannot receive natural feel-good drugs in the body known as endorphins. I mean, all of that is much more important than Mr. McGreevy. But it is indicative of a decadent, out-of-control society because, without going too far into detail, it's, let's just say, well-known in certain parts in certain states that other governors are involved in similar things and are being blackmailed with the knowledge. And I'm just going to leave it right there. I know the police and others listening in certain states right now know exactly who I'm talking about. And now there's a lot of evidence coming out that this was some type of intelligence operation. There's evidence of Russians in the governor's mansion in New Jersey. There's evidence of Mossad. There's evidence of MI6. And frankly, at this point, we don't know who's up to this, if this was an intelligence blackmail operation, though sexual blackmail is a specialty, of all major intelligence services, but especially Israel. A lot of evidence that the Monica Lewinsky situation was a Mossad operation, and that's even been in the mainstream news, because Clinton was not being as pro-Israel as some people wanted, and suddenly he got back in line after that story began to surface. But again, we cannot 100% nail this down. I have personally heard conservatives even out there defending McGreevy. It's getting pretty ridiculous now. And I think that McGreevy should get in more trouble for appointing his lover to this anti-terror job. But, of course, the media is all focusing in on the sexual issues, which is very important. But again, compared to putting this person in over the anti-terror job, that's extremely serious because New Jersey is one of the most wealthy, powerful, important states, obviously, in the country, and especially on the East Coast. And I would add that we've got a bunch of news articles where Israel is, more than any other state, advising and basically running a lot of the anti-terror training and security now in New Jersey. And under McGreevy, we have seen the state head liaison with FEMA, Sid Casperson, last year in Gannett News Service, talk about, quote, under a red alert, you're in martial law, your liberties are stripped away from you, you'll be considered an enemy combatant if you leave your home. So a lot of suspicious developments going on in New Jersey. Now there, I've opened a big can of worms, and I just, frankly, have tried to avoid the whole subject, but it's extremely serious. Also, Iraqi forces may raid Najaf's holy shrine today, AP reports. Iraqi troops may raid the holy Imam Ali shrine in Najaf today in an attempt to force militants loyal to Shiite Muslim cleric out of the area. Mr. Al-Sider, they want him out. The Associated Press reported, citing Iraqi Defense Minister Hazim Shalan. By the way, I mean, I'm no fan of al-Sadr, but compared to some of the other groups over there, I mean, he's a Shiite, supposedly was going to be one of our allies, and this guy has been protecting American reporters. Every time they get kidnapped, he gets them released. He wants the media there. Meanwhile, our Iraqi defense forces have openly machine-gunned hotels and ordered Western reporters out of certain cities, or they're, quote, going to kill them. And we have Pentagon public statements that they will kill independent reporters. And so, I mean, who are the bad guys here? It's very, very serious development as well. But shifting gears back to the McGreevy situation, I have an article here out of New York. Bush gals to see gay vows. And And the point is, if Kerry's daughter was out doing this, which she has been out doing this, it'd be all over conservative radio and TV how evil she is. But when the Bush daughters are constantly doing this and hanging around with the most sultry of people, it's totally ignored. Just like the Bohemian Grove, admittedly, in scores of newspapers, buses in $2,000, $1,000 an hour prostitutes, male and female, mainly male is their taste, to the Bohemian Grove. And the Bohemian Grove went for 15 days last month. It's been going since 1872. The first president, Mr. Taft, attended turn of the last century. And the New York Post just reported about top gay porn star headlines servicing world leaders. So why isn't that a bigger news story with conservatives? Can you imagine if John Kerry was attending secret meetings in the woods with gay porn stars? But again, I'm not even defending John Kerry. I'm just showing the double standard here. When Washington area beautician Aaron Gomez and his longtime partner James Packard celebrate their marital vows with 400 of their closest friends next month, two of Gomez's best customers will probably be in attendance: President Bush's twin daughters, Jenna and Barbara. And then it goes on into that, what they're going to be up to and doing. So just interesting little tidbit there. It's like, well, I'm not going to get into it anymore. Frankly, overall, it's a diversion. Your calls, again, are coming up here in just a few minutes, folks. I'm told Steve disagrees with me, so we'll go to him first here in a minute. But coming up, Cincinnati Inquirer, and again, every time I mention a newspaper that has the word Inquirer in it, the National Inquirer is a tabloid, okay, but the Philadelphia Inquirer, the Cincinnati Inquirer, there are probably 50 respected inquirers in the country. Every time I mention a newspaper that has the word Inquirer in it, I get emails going, oh, that's the National Inquirer, you're an idiot. No, this is the Cincinnati Inquirer, the big daily paper, okay? You're in Cincinnati, you know that, but people in other... And I'm not talking down to folks. I just mean for the crowds out there, every time I say Inquirer, I get emails. This is the Cincinnati Inquirer. Ring's torch have ties to Hitler's Nazi Germany. Athens, Greece, the most beloved emblems of the modern Olympics, have a decidedly dark past. The torch relay that culminates in the ceremonial lighting of the flame at the Olympic Stadium was ordered by Adolf Hitler, who tried to turn the 1936 Berlin Games into a celebration of the Third Reich. Yes, the torch is the favorite Illuminati symbol, and it's what you see in Statue of Liberty's hand. But continuing, and it was Hitler's Nazi propaganda machine that popularized the five interlocking rings as the symbol of the games. By the way, folks, I have watched The Architect of Doom. I've read probably 20 books on Hitler and the Third Reich. I'm a history buff, and I have seen the sketch. Hitler drew the torch. Hitler drew the rings. I mean, whatever he wanted, he got. The guy designed the Autobahns, the cars. I mean, I've got the sketch of him drawing the Volkswagen, and then that's what they built. And just the point here is that Hitler didn't invent the torch or the rings. These are high-level Illuminati symbols used in very dark rituals. And again, prestigious, scholarly, best-selling books on Hitler cover all of this. This is not Alex Jones's opinion. And it continues, today both are universally recognized icons of the Olympics, but historians say neither had much of anything to do with the games. Both centuries ago in ancient Olympia. The torch relay is so ingrained into the modern choreography that most people today assume it was a revival of a pagan tradition, unaware that it was actually, well, it was a revival of a pagan tradition, but a different one, unaware that it was actually concocted for Hitler's games in Berlin. Author Tony Perowit writes in a new book, The Naked Olympics, a sacred flame did burn 24 hours a day in Olympia, and relay racers passed a torch to light a sacrificial cauldron at some other ancient festivals. But the ancient Greeks opened their Olympics by word of mouth, sending heralds, not torchbearers, running through the streets. Later I'll get into eternal flames. They do that at Bohemian Grove. Cauldrons, races, all of this And we'll get into the secret language of the Illuminati, but first your calls when we get back.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom-line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure's easy, and everything is done legally and within the law. Almost no one has ever failed. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. You can also wipe out your mortgage debt and get a free and clear title. Mortgage settlement is usually completed in 4 to 6 months. It's done by an outside source found on our website. Believe it or not, mortgage debt settlement has been done for thousands for more than 10 years. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
Ever walk into someone's house and you can tell instantly they own pets? They've made the mistake of using a pet odor and stain product that only covers the problem temporarily. We don't have that problem in our home. We've discovered it's just better to use Paws. Pet Accident Wash-Up Solution, or Paws, is the quickest and safest pet stain and odor eliminator known to man, or man's best friend. Paws is safe on any material, even directly on your pet's bedding. Paws will work on the toughest stains and odors in your home. It's guaranteed to lift stains that have been set in for years, proving again, it's just better to use Paws. It's only a matter of time until Fido, or Fluffy, has an accident. Be prepared with Paws. Use Paws anywhere stains and odors are a problem, like the laundry or the bathroom. Try Paws once, and you'll quickly discover it's just better to use Paws. Call 1-877-289-PAWS or visit getpaws.com. That's www.getpaws.com. Paws comes with a 110% money-back guarantee. You've nothing to lose but stains and odors.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, we are going to go to your calls, then I'm going to get more into all the occult symbolism. And then, yes, we are getting her on the show, Michelle Malkin, who's written a book in defense of internment camps. Yes, now we have big books out. They're going to be bestsellers about how wonderful camps are for us. So that's coming up, too. But right now, let's go to Steve in Texas. Steve, welcome.
Yes, hi. How are you today?
Good, bud.
There is one thing I disagree with the way you have been telling your listeners about the dangers of vaccines for our children.
Yes, sir.
and that is that there are much more dangerous ingredients to be concerned about, such as aluminum, DNA, and most importantly, the reaction of the shot itself to the chemtrails in our skies. And I don't think there's enough of that information coming out from our talk show hosts who are at the Republic Broadcasting Service.
Okay, well, this is the Genesis Communications Radio Network, sir.
Yeah,
I'm on the Genesis Communications Radio Network. Let me just tell you something. I have probably interviewed 40 people over the years, scientists, epidemiologists, brain specialists, and we've been focusing on the mercury because at least the general public knows that one shot having 250 times safe levels, and that's the FDA's own numbers, is not safe. And that, by the way, they claim they took it out, and Dr. Geyer at Congress and others have now tested the new vaccines, and the AP has reported on it. No, they've actually increased the level, but then taken it off of the advisement sheet that comes with the vaccine. And yes, sir, if they don't care about putting mercury in it, what else is in there? And there have been a bunch of different vaccine plants where they have found all these cancer viruses, DNA fragments, microplasms, aluminum, funguses, all this stuff, live viruses getting into the intestines of the children. Yes, sir, you are absolutely right.
Yes, especially with the reaction to the chemtrails. It's just a precursor to lower your immune system, so when the influenza A virus is released, that everybody will succumb to that. Just surprised that no one's talking about that.
What is your medical documentation on that? Do you have any source material?
Researches that I've conducted, analysis from interviews with doctors, lots of books, knowing actual case studies, the core study, knowing the what people have actually, the friends, family members, you know, the rate of our damaged children is going up and up. One in four have asthma. There's just a tremendous amount of this information out there, and everyone is just, you know, for instance, school started yesterday, and I believe today there is a location in town that people are lining up to take these shots because the shot clock is ticking.
Did you watch my, do you have cable? Did you see my TV show last night?
No, I didn't, but I've seen the news, I've seen the articles in the paper, I've seen, it's common sense.
Yeah, we played a minute and a half news piece on the TV show last night, and thanks for the call, Steve. We played a news piece where they said, and they showed a sports stadium with thousands of children lined up getting their shots going, you have to have your shot to go to school, or you will be thrown out of school. You will not be allowed to go to school. It's the law. It's a new guideline. And then at the end of the newscast, they go, we want to make it clear that if you're not allowed to go to school, you will not be charged with truancy. Well, of course they can't, because it's not a law. It's a fraud. It's a lie. It's color of law. There has never been a law in the state of Texas. There has never been a law in the country that you have to take vaccines to go to school. Every nurse's drawer, every principal's drawer, every health department has a form, a religious exemption form. A state law was just passed, for those that aren't religious, that you can get a just for conscientious reasons, no ifs, ands, or buts, they just give it to you. And we had to get a state law, one of the good laws that Perry did sign, passed this year, that says it is not illegal to not take vaccines. The law was never there, but it says it is not illegal, and you have to give them this form, and you can't not let them in school. So nationwide, I've seen the reports, but all over the state of Texas, newspaper reports, TV reports, you got to take it, you got to take it, show up at this sports stadium, get your shot, you got to do it, and it is a total and complete lie. And they know it's a lie. And it is horrible. And look, because of increased hygiene and because of not having open sewers, from 1900 to 1950, if you look at the graphs, infectious disease plunged. Then they started widespread vaccination, and it actually went back up. Not to previous levels, but went up. And you look at how vaccines are actually spreading the diseases. And that is medical fact. We'll be back with more calls.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
New Hair guarantees you'll regrow thicker, fuller, denser hair, or we will refund your money. Anytime within a one-year period. Here's what real customers have to say about New Hair.
I've been using New Hair for about 3 months with some excellent results. Around the second month, I noticed my hair was thicker, had more body, and a vibrant color. This is a great product that I will continually use.
Since taking New Hair, I noticed darker and less graying hair. My hair is growing phenomenally. It looks and feels healthier. I'd strongly recommend New Hair.
Stop the clock on your hair loss and regrow thicker, fuller, denser hair guaranteed with New Hair. Call now. 800-806-0432. 800-806-0432. And receive up to 2 months free with today's order, so call right now. 800-806-0432. 800-806-0432.
All right, folks. Welcome back. Wide open telephones. Bunch of key news and information coming up. We'll talk about an attack on the First Amendment coming up here in about an hour with a special guest. But right now, let's go back to the calls. Let's talk to Brent. Or is it Brent? In Colorado. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, thank you, Alex. It's good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you.
Yeah, hey, you know, it's been really good to actually find out that there are other people out there that believe the same way I do. It's been years I've been searching and never found anybody to believe the same. But beyond that, I was listening, you know, you're talking about the citizens on patrol and them starting to get people out there to start watching out for their neighbors.
Yeah,
and
anybody who wants to go get a military uniform after about 5 hours of training, an MP armband, you then go out and search children and families on street corners. The VFW is getting involved in Tattletale Squads to fight terror and crime. Almost every organization, neighborhood watches, it's all being turned into a giant Stasi secret police publicly that will be run by a new domestic CIA.
That is definitely the truth. My dad encouraged me to kind of look around and listen to other news agencies. So I've been listening to NPR every day, and the last week they've had two shows on. One was dealing with... Well, they had the Coast Guard lady on that was talking about encouraging citizens to keep their eyes out and patrol, you know, when they're out on the boat, seeing for suspicious activities around dams and things like that. And also,
well, let me stop you right there.
Sure.
You know, I was in Citizen Air Patrol for a few years. My dad's a pilot, and, you know, we'd go on training missions and fly around and do Cold War scenarios. You know, that was back during the height of the Cold War. And I have no problem with people being part of civil defense, watching the coastlines, watching key installations, keep your eyes out when you're fishing by a nuclear power plant or a power plant. That, if we really have a terror threat, which, of course, is manufactured, but if we have one, that's legitimate. But almost all this anti-terror training I'm seeing from the Christian Science Monitor, the Reuters, AP, their own training manuals is, exterminator, when you're in their house, do you smell marijuana? But they get the volunteers from the service industries there to the meeting in the name of fighting terror, and then 90% of the meetings, and we have these on videotape from here in Austin, is about looking for marijuana. You know, spying on your neighbor. Is your neighbor spanking their child? You know, this, they're using people's good intentions of wanting to fight terror and then using it for giant tattletale squads. Go ahead.
Right, they're turning it into looking for crime, you know, and that's it's kind of scary because who defines what is crime, which was a question that was actually asked on NPR. And, you know, I'll be honest with you, if people don't believe, if they've listened to your show and they don't believe, all they have to do is listen to the other networks and they'll find out the real truth. Alex, keep up the good fight. I'd just like to say hello to a friend of mine, Seth, that turned me on to you. He's been a really good man in my life, and I hope he does well. All right, y'all have a good one. Later.
You too, sir, and thank you for the call. So understand, I mean, I'm not against citizens watching out for suspicious behavior, but having the federal government organize it and then immediately move it into just general law enforcement is horrible. And that's exactly what they're doing. I mean, they have these defense forces in 30 states now. We've had them on the show. We've got links to their websites where you have no military training, no police training, no nothing. You just go show up, get a baggy uniform and an MP armband, and then go out on the street corners of Mobile, Alabama, or Dallas, Texas, and just say, I want to search your bags. And it's just random people training us how to be slaves. That's ridiculous. Let's talk to Jeremy in Indiana. You're on the air. Welcome. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
Yes, I was watching Fox News last night, and it was like a repeat of the previous 9 o'clock show.
Yes.
And I saw Walter Jacobs, I believe it was, perspective that Dan Lipinski was given a seat in Congress by his father, Bill Lipinski, without any election at all. It was just heretical. He just handed it down to his son.
I wasn't aware of that to show my ignorance, but it doesn't sound surprising.
Yeah, it's Chicago and Fox News. I've been looking for the article. Maybe somebody else.
Well, I mean, it's like the Daley dynasty, the mafia dynasty there in Chicago.
Right. Yeah.
But, of course, they have elections there, if you want to call them that.
And could you do some of us callers a favor with putting some links back up on your website, going to your stuff on the vaccines, like you did with the Patriot Act and some other things, like Bohemian Grove.
Well, it's all on the website. In the Brave New World section of PrisonPlanet.com, there's the vaccine toxin section. But if you go to SearchInfoWars.com, it's a volunteer website that's got a great search engine. Mm-hmm. If you go to SearchInfoWars.com or go to PrisonPlanet.com and just into the search box right there, just type in vaccine information page, and it should take you right to it.
All right. Thank you very much, and keep up the good fight.
Well, thank you. I mean, just go to Google.
Okay.
Or ask Jeeves or any of the search engines or Yahoo.
I was looking for that vaccine you just spoke with the other gentleman about, or spoke about, where they where you said it affects the nerves and blocks natural chemicals as well as nicotine and such.
Yes, re-engineers the brain. I would type in vaccines against drug addiction.
Okay.
And then London Independent, if you want that particular article. But if you just type in vaccines for drug addiction, and not just news articles, but medical journals will pop up for you. If you want about 100 years of reading, you'll find it there.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. That's the incredible thing about these search engines is, though we're starting to see some signs of censorship on some of the bigger ones, and bizarre manipulations of data, but it's like having 100 Library of Congresses, more than that, at your fingertips. And you want to find something out about an individual, you can do it readily. But again, then there's problems with people. Some people will type in Alex Jones, and then they get a New York Times writer or a NPR radio broadcaster, and then I get a call on air. You are an old man. You're not a young man. You've been lying to us. You're an NPR liberal. And I go, well, no, that's another Alex Jones. There's even another Alex Jones here in Austin. He gets really sick of it. He's even called into the show before because he has a website. He's a photographer for the Austin American Statesman. And he's always getting calls for me. Mr. Jones, we want to interview you. This is the Times of London. Okay. So Alex Jones is a pretty common name. But so if you type in some public person's name, be dead sure it's that person that you're looking at. But you can find out a lot of information. Let's go ahead now and talk to Robert in Colorado. Robert, welcome.
Good morning, Alex Jones. Thank you very much for taking my call. Appreciate that.
Thank you, sir.
I've got three things I want to get into. First off, enjoy your show. I've been listening to you for about 3 or 4 months now. You do great work. Going back to an interview you did last week with a guy, I don't remember his name, from I think it was American Free Press or some such, talking
yes.
about the draft next year. And I believe you said that Congressman Charles Rangel is four square in favor of a draft, but he also at the same time is saying that it is going to put minorities in harm's way. Why would he be in favor of bringing back a draft if he really feels that way? What's going on there, do you think?
All right, this is a shill within a shill within a foil, or wheels within wheels. Bill Clinton, in his last year in office, his last full year, in 1999, not his last year, in 1999, Bill Clinton set up a congressional commission with a presidential mandate to study the draft, because the Pentagon had brought him, this is admitted, the PNAC plan to invade all these countries, and then he went back to the Pentagon, and they said, we don't have the troops. We'll need 400,000, 500,000, and that's what the later Secretary of the Army, White, said under Bush, and was fired, or forced to resign, just to take over Iraq alone. Bill Clinton was all for him. He went into Serbia, went into other areas. You know, he's a warmonger. Just like Kerry is, just like all of these guys. They're all working for the same people. And so, this is the plan. And so Rangel comes out 2 years ago, and he's a Korean War vet himself, highly decorated, and says, well, I tell you what we need to do. Since the Republicans, talks even weirder than I do. It's easy for me to do his voice, though. Since the Republicans seem to, you know, love going into all these wars, how about we have a national draft, and a draft where no one gets deferments and where their kids have to go? How does that sound? How about we do that? I'm introducing a bill, S-89, the Universal Domestic Service Act for men and women. We'll see how you like it. And so then it's seen as, oh, he's just doing that as a jab against the Republicans. But then the Republicans come in and go, yes, yes, and I think it's like 40 of them co-sponsor it. Yes, we want your bill. And they introduce a bunch of their own bills, and they've got all these bills, and the Pentagon under Bush starts up the draft boards again and all of this. And so they really are bringing forward the draft. And then now Congress a month ago said we need to have another debate about the draft. The draft is needed. We don't have the troops we need. Now they're pulling 70,000 out over the next few years out of Asia and Europe. So this is really happening. And so Rangel is in there because he's a globalist pushing for this, just like Senator Hagel.
I see. Now, several times you throw rocks at Bullet for Columbine, and I saw the movie and I thought it was great. Tell me what I'm missing in that movie. What am I not seeing I should be seeing?
Well, his manipulation of statistics, it is true that as industrialized nations go, we are the second most violent at the time of that film being made 3 or 4 years ago. But when it now that's a violent crime only in one area, murder, death. We kill statistically in the aggregate more than anybody else, and there's historical and sociological reasons for that. But when it comes to muggings and home invasions and pickpocketing and general carjacking, we are. They did a big Swiss UN study last year. We are number 14 out of the 15 industrial nations. That is 15 being the safest, number one being the most dangerous, and number one is England now. For just overall crime, we are number 14. Number 15 is Switzerland. They are the safest. I mean, it's just incredible. And the gap between America and Switzerland is huge. But the most dangerous place to be in, just to be robbed or beat up, is England. I mean, roving bands of hoodlums, even in middle-class neighborhoods, robbing. Old men beat, 18-year-old thugs with canes and are arrested. And then, go and commit suicide because they're so embarrassed. Spit fire guys that shoot down 30 Messerschmitts and they go hang themselves because the police arrest them and indict them for beating thugs in the head with canes as they kick down their door for the fourth time. So he manipulates all of that data. I mean, since England took all the guns, their crime rate has exploded. It's been doubling each year, roughly. You look at Canada, they say, well, we don't have all these murders. Well, since they started their gun control, it has radically increased. America was the first place to put in the violent television, the culture of decadence, all of this. And because of our wildcat economy, because of our genetics, whether we're black or white or Hispanic, the rebels, the criminals, the slaves, we were brought here through adversity. We're the daring individuals. Yes, we're going to be more violent on average. That we've always been the most vicious in wartime. The Germans call our military the Marines the devil dogs because the particular savageness and charging machine gun nest and it just continues. I mean, look at this country. I mean, look at the people that are here. The Native Americans, which really that's what Mexicans are, Spanish Indians. I mean, they're the incredibly brave, probably statistically the bravest group on in war, folks. You want to talk about charging machine gun nests, it's just a fact. I mean, I've looked at the statistics. And then you've got all these, all these Germans and British and Russians and just all these people and the criminals and the people that wouldn't go along and the people that buck the system. And that's what we are, brother. That's who we are. And so, I'm not bashing our European listeners. I have a caller in China we're about to go to, by the way. But I'm not bashing Europeans, but they're the people that stayed there. They're the people that put up with serfdom. They're the people that went along with it. And so that's why we are more violent. It's genetic. But that's all the more reason we should have guns to protect ourselves. But there's just a lot of stuff in Bowling for Columbine that is, I mean, I'd have to watch it again and take notes, but just watching it, every few seconds there was another misrepresentation. Okay. But I have said that his 9/11 film is very accurate.
Yeah, and I saw that in Georgia, too. One last thing, I know I'm out of time. Someone last week, I think, called you from Denver, which is where I am, and said that you'd be setting up for an interview with Peter Boyle on 6:30. Do you plan on doing that? Do you know?
I haven't been contacted by that station. I've interviewed his producer on another issue.
Yeah, I heard
of a
that.
Woman having, being kicked out and threatening to take her child because she told the child, you can pray to Jesus and he might heal you.
Mm-hmm.
I do interviews all the time, but if they want to do it, I'll do it. Thanks for the call. But, I mean, really, folks, I mean, take African-Americans, black people in this country. The coffin ships, half the people would die who were brought over on those ships. Roughly half. Sharks would meet them at the port on the Gold Coast and follow them into Boston or follow them into Nantucket. I'll get into this later. I'll get into it later. Bill in China, are you calling from China?
Yes, Shanghai.
You're calling me from a computer phone, aren't you?
Hey, I have to. Otherwise, this would be a $90 phone call.
No. I'm glad you called, sir. We'll hold you over. Tell us why you're calling.
Well, I just I make my students listen to you once a week, and then we have an open discussion. And I was just going to some of the things I think that maybe some of the things about China you're not up to date on, and my students suggested that I call you, though we listen to you all the time, and Sting. We listen to Sting also. And they told me to maybe I should give you a call and explain some things.
Well, I'll tell you what, sir.
I've been in China for a long time.
Sir, I just learned that you were on hold.
Just call me Dr. Bill.
No, well, hold on. I just learned that you're holding. We got a break. I'll come right back and go directly to you. I want to hear about your school and what you're doing in China. Will you stay with us, Bill?
Yeah.
Okay, we got a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes, Bill. You can hear the delay. And we will talk to Bill. He's going to set us straight. He's in communist China, and he is, they're listening to the show every day. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
I believe he said Shanghai, China. He says he's a teacher. Bill, good to have you joining us. Are you a college professor? Are you a high school teacher? Tell us about what you do and why you're calling.
Really, I'm both. I was at the university then and at a what's called a vocational college, which is really a glorified high school. And now I'm building an HND, which is a higher national degree program in conjunction with China and the UK. I write the curriculum and instruction and things like that.
Well, you sound like a very prominent person.
I have my student. Well, I've been a doctor of education. I'm actually originally from West Virginia. So I'm a mountaineer. You know, Montana Sempre Libre, we're always free. Of course, I'm in a police state. So, but if you live in a police state, you understand it. If you don't understand it, you have many problems. If I were back in West Virginia, I might be naive enough to not realize that I was falling under a police state. But it's easy. One of the reasons why I like my students to listen to you and Stang and several other people is so they can see how a police state develops, which, of course, is what's happening in America at the moment. But if I were sitting in West Virginia, I might be too naive to know that I was losing all my rights. Here in China, I know which rights I have and I don't have. You know, I mean, it's a clear line. But one thing my students wanted me to clear up is you always say Communist China. Well, that is the name of the political party. It is a one-party system made up of two groups of people. Progressives and the old conservatives. So it's like having two parties. They might be more different in many respects than the Democrats and the Republicans, which don't seem to be very different to me right now. This government, communism was a weak form of government, failed everywhere. Look at Cuba, you know, look at it. Communism was a failing type of government. What the Chinese have done under, it first started with Deng Xiaoping, a little tiny man, but a marvelous fellow. His birthday is August 22nd. And he created capitalistic socialism with Chinese characteristics, taking care of some of the weak points. So if you think communism was bad, watch out for this government. I better not say that. Is there a gun around? Is there something? Oh, I'm just watching.
One of those mobile execution vans might drop by.
Actually, we don't have that. I haven't. A lot of the things you mentioned, and I've been all over China. I did three movies here. I used to be an actor many years ago. And here in China, I did three movies, I think 11 commercials and voiceovers and all kinds
of sir,
things.
It was in the China Daily that one of their provinces has 24 mobile execution vans.
Yes. But you have to understand how they relate to it. You know, you're getting the same thing, really. In America, we're getting the same things. Little black four-wheelers, you know. But ultimately, some of the things that I haven't seen a lot of the things. One of the things people, I've often laughed with my friends said, "Well, Bill, why are you in China?" I said, "Well, you know, all the companies went from America to China, so I came over here to start a welcome wagon." And actually, in a way, the money that the Chinese get, which we think is a small amount of money, like...
Tell you what, Bill, we got a break. Stay there. We'll be back.
Our